Okay, so in today's episode, I'm going to do something special. I borrowed a new house over here. So basically, my client bought this place. To be frank with you, this place is quite a nice place. Okay, quite a nice place. So I'm going to explain this later, but I just want to explain the purpose of this video, okay? So this video is very different from the reno videos and whatsoever that you watch on the internet. Today, I'm going to explain a few things. First, I'm going to explain what can keep, what cannot keep, what can save money, what cannot save money. And I'm going to explain to you, what are some of the good things in the house and what are some of the not good things in the house. I'm going to be very straightforward over here. We are going to do a before and after video. So what you see today is an empty house that my customer has took over. Then later on, we're going to show you how much they have spent, what they have done and all these things. It's a little bit different because this is their house, not my house. So I cannot comment like, they shouldn't do this, they shouldn't do that, you know. So the after video is just to let you know like, okay, what they decided to do, what they made and all these things, okay, what they pay for and what they change. But the video today is a before video. So we're going to focus on a few things on the before video. We're going to show you how the house look like, why they buy the house, what they're going to take down, what can keep, what cannot keep, what can save money, what cannot save money, okay? So I hope you understand the purpose of this video. Unlike those reno video that show you how beautiful their house is, this is more like a educational knowledge sharing kind of video, okay? So let's go. Okay, so I'm going to show you this angle. This is actually the living room. I'm not too sure if you can see it, okay? Over here, you have this cabinet that they have done in the living room. So basically, this is the living room. This is the place where they sit down. And then there's a wall here to watch TV, okay? I'll try to shift the camera angle a little bit here and there so that you can get it, okay? So this is normally the place where you watch TV, sit down. This is the TV area. This is the cabinet. If you can see over there, right, that's the main door. Okay, the reason why the customer has bought this place is also because this is an extreme corner unit. Means you are already at the end. Nobody will walk past your house. So what I know is that the customer is going to change some of the things, but I'm not going to say what first, but I'm going to share with you what is in the house first. So just now I was saying that you sit here, watch TV. Main door over here, if you can see over there, there's a bomb shelter. Okay, so this is a I would say like a BTO kind of format, because nowadays the 4-room flats, they are mostly in this kind of format. Okay, so in this area is a little bit special. This is normally like the dining area in the BTO flat. Then this is the kitchen. So this customer, as in the seller that sold us the place, actually extended out the kitchen, put the fridge outside of the kitchen area instead of in the kitchen area. Of course, my client that bought it is going to do something about it, but I just want to share with you how they do the format. And actually, most of the BTO flats that I go today, they are like that. You know, the only difference is big, small, long, squarish and whatsoever, but the format is like this. If you look at it, right, it's actually not too bad. Okay, we're going to take a closer look. Okay, I'll try to switch on the light so you can have a closer view, okay? So if you realize over here, they have the cooking area. Then they have the oven here. The fridge is right behind you. Then over here, you have the cabinet, the washing area. Yes, you saw an X here. This is done by the contractor. So I need to rush this video. The reason is because the contractor is coming later to hack the whole place already. Okay, but if you look at it, the things over here, right, I think is manageable. Means if you are okay, you can keep it. The things that I feel that should change are maybe like the stove, this kind of thing. Actually, if you ask me, this yuyenji, I don't think they call it hook or hot or whatever lah. This thing to me is a very lousy thing. Why? Because in Singapore, the oil got sucked in, right? Then it got stuck inside. It doesn't get sucked in and sucked out. It just got sucked in and stuck there. So if you ask me, is this thing useful? To me, I feel that it's useless lah. Okay, to me it's useless. So the things that I feel that in the kitchen you should change, right, are these two things. Basically, if you look at the kitchen over here, as long as I think the tabletop doesn't have too much stain, the cabinets are more or less not too bad. Actually, to be frank, I feel that cleaning is good enough. So that's how I see the kitchen area. Okay, before we go too far into the rooms, if you look at the living room area, the flooring is vinyl flooring. If you ask me, I feel that this vinyl flooring is okay. It's You can keep it, you can don't keep it. Why do I say that? The reason is because vinyl flooring is not expensive. So like to make a living room vinyl flooring is maybe like 2-3 thousand plus minus. Bedroom maybe like 2,000 plus minus. So to me, vinyl flooring, if the condition is good, you can choose to keep it. If the condition is not good, you can just do another vinyl. But of course, if the customer feels that hey, they should go for tiles and whatsoever, then of course the price will go up. So I feel that flooring is one important thing that can use to save money. You look at the cupboard over here, right? It's actually in quite a good condition. So a cabinet like this, carpentry work like this, cost you easily about 4,000. Okay, so I just want to let you all know. So to me, I think the most expensive thing that I come about in renovation is tiles, flooring, and carpentry. Carpentry is really very expensive. So if you look at the kitchen just now, okay, let's go back to the kitchen. Okay, if you look at the kitchen like this, right, the carpentry for this kitchen is easily maybe 8 to 10,000 or more. So I feel that carpentry in kitchen is really very, very expensive and one of the most expensive renovation in the house. Okay, now we are at the main door, we are at the metal gate and the wooden door. To me, all these things can save money lah. If the condition is still good and the design is not too bad, you can save money. The wooden door can be varnished. Okay, can be varnish or laminate or whatever, but this is called a 防火门, you know, the fire resistant door, so they are pretty expensive, okay? Okay, now I'm going to show you a very interesting part of this house. Over here is actually one of the bedrooms, but the previous owner have hacked it down, make it into a glass enclosed room instead of a wall, okay? So this thing is like this. Okay, I don't want to end up closing the rest. I just want to show you the format. Okay, one important thing is that these doors are pretty expensive. Okay, I think they are four-digit, $1,000+. But one important thing is that, hold on, let me close the door. One important thing is that for this kind of format, normally I see in houses that have like young couples. Because young couples, they really like to hack away the wall of the bedroom, then try to make the living room bigger. So is this a good thing? To me, this is not a good thing. Why? Firstly, when it comes to selling, it's challenging to sell a house that has this open concept bedroom because most of the buyers, they prefer to have three complete bedrooms. So this is one of the minus points, but of course, you still can try your best to find a buyer that wants this kind of thing. So my buyer that bought the place, right, has already changed the format because they don't need the extra bedroom. That's why they accept this layout and they bought this place. They're going to remove this, and if I'm not wrong, they're going to put the living area inside and the dining area outside here. So they want to make use of this place to actually make a bigger living and dining. Okay, that will be in the after reno video. Okay, one important thing is aircon. To me, aircon in HDB and aircon in private is very different. Why? Because aircon in HDB, right, is not done up by HDB. Means not done up by the main contractor. It's done up by the owner themselves. So aircon in HDB, the trunking is all outside. So it's very easy to remove, redo. Okay, over here, you don't see the trunking because the trunking is in another room. So I'll show you later. So, but aircon in new developments is done up by the developers. The aircon, the trunking, is done up by the main contractor, is concealed inside the wall. So it's pretty expensive, pretty difficult to actually redo them. So if you are buying a condo unit that the aircon is done up by the main contractor, which is the developer, then I will suggest you to actually get somebody professional to check if the trunking is okay, if the aircon is okay, you know, what can keep, what cannot keep. But if it's in HDB flat, when it gets a little bit older, okay, I still suggest to change the aircon because the trunking is outside. It's easier to change and it costs lesser to actually redo the aircon. Okay, this is another bedroom, no cabinets, okay? The interesting thing is I'm not going to show you much about this bedroom. I only want to show you This is the trunking. So this is the trunking where they do the trunking here. So the other room doesn't need a trunking. So they hide this trunking in this room. Then they have an aircon here. Okay? So in HDB, you will have exposed trunking. In private property, you won't have exposed trunking because they are all in the four ceiling. Okay, now we are in one of the most expensive reno area in the house again. So toilet is also something very expensive if you need to do retiling. So my recommendation for a lot of customer is that if you don't need to do retiling, you're okay with the tiles and everything, do a deep chemical wash cleaning. Deep cleaning, chemical wash, clean up the whole toilet. The guy will come with the like a drill kind of thing. They will clean with all the highly corrosive detergent or whatsoever lah. Okay, they will clean up the place. Then some of the things that I would normally suggest people to change is the toilet bowl, okay, and the shower. These two things is okay to change because they are not expensive. Toilet bowl maybe 500 plus minus. Sometimes you go for Toto, this kind of brand, you get 1,000. Then this one shower also cheap things lah. So better change because all these things are the metal and the chrome thing. You can see the wear and tear, but the tiles you can wash. This one very hard to wash. And this one is actually not expensive. So it's not worth it to wash in my opinion. As for basing, I feel that basing, if you buy those, the basing and the cabinet is together one, then you can change. If not, if it's like customized one, it's pretty expensive. So if you buy a basing and customize with a cabinet, easily that's going to cost you like maybe close to $2,000 or a little bit lesser than $2,000. Okay, this part a little bit hard to film, so I want to show you this because I don't want to try to push in a big tripod. Okay, so if you look at this, the toilet for the master bedroom is actually, to be frank with you, I think it's quite okay. It's not like it's very old or it's need to like run down or what. You can see actually everything is quite good. Okay, let me tune up the ISO a little bit. Okay. Okay, you can see everything is quite nice. Okay, so this kind of toilet for me, I think can keep lah. Okay, so some people may not want to keep, you know, you got extra money, you can do up, but for me you can keep. Same thing, flooring, you can do deep cleaning, toilet bowl can change, shower set can change, like all this is quite brand new, no need to really change. And you see this one that they customized the tabletop, this is also not cheap. So this may easily cost you another $1,000+. And then you can change a new basing if you want. If you see all this black mold, you can try to get somebody to redo the silicone. That's how you save your money. So basically, I think this is okay. If the design is fine, don't really need to change much, okay? Okay, so now we are at the master bedroom. So I just want to share with you, just now we are at the kitchen, right? So if you do retiling for the kitchen, you hack the whole kitchen away, do up everything. One kitchen can easily cost you 8 to 15 thousand, okay, depends on the expensive tiles that you get. You want to hack away, retiles, depend on how big is the tiles, what wall tiles you do, but it's easily 8 to 15 thousand. Okay, so doing up the toilet is very expensive. So for me, I feel that the tiles are meant to like do deep cleaning and deep washing. If there's no crack or all these things, and I feel that the design is not very bad, I feel that toilet is something that you really can save money on. Just spend the money on a good toilet bowl, spend the money on a good shower set, a good light. You want to change the basing, it's okay. But I think the most important thing is try to retain the tiles in the toilet, okay? Because it's really a high cost thing to actually change it. Because I feel that this money can be saved, lah, okay? That's just my personal opinion. Okay, now we are at the master bedroom. Okay, this is the cabinet, the inside of the cabinet. Okay, we're going to close it up, show you how the design look like first, okay? So if you look at it this way, is it ugly? I don't think so lah. I think it's pretty good, pretty nice, not too bad. The tiles-wise, the style-wise is more like a general style. Okay, I don't think it's towards any kind of design that like, or only particular people like it, or is it very niche? Okay, I think this is quite general. Okay, this cabinet, right, easily will cost you $4,000 to $8,000, depending on what is inside and what is outside. Okay, so to me, carpentry is very expensive. So if you can keep this kind of cabinet, you can keep it. If you cannot, then no choice. But I feel that one important thing again is carpentry work. Carpentry is very expensive. Okay. Okay, so this is the last part of the video. We are already in the master bedroom. I'm not too sure you can see the view. Okay, I don't want to show you the view fully lah, because this is somebody's house. Not fair to show you the view, then you know where's the house. Okay, so basically this is quite a far view, a quite unblocked view. You can look all the way straight and there, couple of maybe 400-500 meters up, no problem. You don't directly face too near to your neighbors. So this is also one of the reasons why the buyer have chosen this house. Okay, so I feel that when you buy a house, the facing and all these things is one big issue that people look into. Okay, so I hope you like this video. Watch this video, help me like the video, hit subscribe. Then we're going to show you the after. Of course, I just put up a hint is that the reno cost that the buyer has paid for this house is close to $80,000. But if you see, basically, they want to change a lot of things, okay? Because they intend to stay here for a really, really long time. And there's also other reasons lah, okay? So I am not here to comment like whether the buyer is correct or the buyer is not correct, okay? That's not the issue of this video. The important part of this video is we're going to show you what can use to save money in this video. And later on, we're going to show you at this 80,000, right, what they spend on. So roughly, you can break down the cost and see like, oh, okay. If they didn't do this, how much will it be? If they didn't do that, how much will it be? Okay, so that's it. Hit the like button, subscribe button. I'll see you in the next episode, and bye-bye.